Hello and welcome to the Connected Community Podcast. Today, my guest is Sasha Greenwich, who is a certified mindset coach that uses human design and gene keys with her clients. I recently released a podcast about human design, and the gene key system evolved out of the human design system and was written by Richard Rudd. And Sasha does a beautiful job breaking down the gene key system for beginners. So we talk about how to find your chart, how to interpret it. We talk about the activation sequence and why it's so important and how we can grow and evolve with this system. It is such a beautiful system. So I really hope you'll enjoy this episode. Please give us a like, a share, and a subscribe. And thank you so much for being here today. Hello, and welcome to the Connected Community Podcast, a place to explore possibility through mindfulness, movement, and self-discovery. Our intention is to deliver insight and inspiration while fostering conversations that are genuine, unfiltered, and deeply human. We hope you will enjoy today's episode. Good morning, Sasha. Thank you for connecting with me on the Connected Community Podcast.
Yes, I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah. So you're a mindset coach and you work with human design and gene keys. And yes. Previously I did a podcast on human design. So I know we're going to touch on that a little bit and we're going to dive into gene keys. But before we start that, I'm really curious how you got into both systems and which system you were attracted to first.
So ironically, I hired a coach because I was in a network marketing business and I was looking for help on my business. And my coach was opening up her own coach school. And so I was able to join her as one of the first people in her coach school, graduated, became a mindset coach. And as she started to continue to teach and coach me, we started to dive into the gene keys. So I was introduced to the gene keys first, and then as of right now, we're really deep into human design. She herself is studying in the official school of Ra Uruhu's human design school. So all of that is getting trickled back to me. But I am a hardcore studier of the gene keys. And I think it's a great way for people to begin before even touching on human design.
Yeah. And correct me if this is wrong. I started with human design and I feel like it's such a complex system, and the deeper I dive, the deeper and more complex it gets. And now I'm kind of getting into gene keys. I've got my book right next to me.
I had a lot of people, I have a lot of amazing friends that are, they've studied human design and they work with people, coach people on human design, but they take a look sometimes initially at your body graph and they, you know, oh, you're a 1-3 that, and oh, you got a strong will center. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. And I think some people are great to share but it's diving really, really deep into, you can go in a million different directions. It gets really overwhelming quickly. Yeah. And then people lose interest, but it is one of the most important tools that we could have. So yeah. When Richard Rudd introduced the gene keys, it basically simplified everything. There are some gene keys that are left out, but the most important part that the human design leaves out is what they call in human design your incarnation cross, which in gene keys is your activation sequence, which is 70% of who we are.
And wait.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So your activation sequence, if you look at your gene key chart, there it's in green.
Yeah.
And it will say life's work, your evolution, and it kind of goes in a zigzag.
Yeah.
Your life's work and your evolution, that is your biggest conflict. Those two shadows make up the biggest conflict that we have. And then you move through your breakthrough, which is your radiance, which is how everybody else sees you. Your radiance and purpose is actually your unconscious and how everybody sees you. Everyone has told me like, oh, I totally see you like that. I don't. So pile that together with your profile too. It just simplifies it more.
Yeah.
So you're going step by step, and that's kind of where I guide people to. So that way they have a starting point for that contemplation.
And I've heard it's easier to start with gene keys because it's a little bit more simplified. It's a little bit more comprehensible and easy to digest. So where did gene keys come from? Let's start with there.
So it, again, it originally comes from the human design, but Richard Rudd, with the blessing, so to speak, of Ra Uruhu, was able to create these gene keys. So it originally comes from Richard Rudd, and he really stressed the importance of the activation sequence, and then which then goes into your Venus sequence, and then goes into your pearl. So it's really your pearl is really who you are meant to serve, who you're meant to be. That pearl is like the essence, like of all that you're doing in your life. It's really powerful. And the Venus sequence, I found, has a lot to do with your childhood, your love, your relationships with people. And that's something that if people are interested after, then I kind of go in there. But the activation sequence, just the life's work and the evolution alone, I tell people that right there, if you had anything else, that is what will change your life.
Mm-hmm. And so if people go to the Gene Keys website, they can pull this up, and it's pretty, it's three pages. So it's pretty easy to digest. It's really easy to understand. But let's just kind of break it down. Like, what is the life's work? What does that mean?
So your life's work is what you were here to do. Really, your activation sequence is your whole purpose. And your life's work is just here of what you're meant to put forth into your life. And it is also connected into that pearl sequence as well. It actually connects both ways. So it's actually really important to learn what that is, because it's a great starting point. We always come back to that. And it's where one of our, again, one of our greatest shadows, gifts, and cities are. So that's where we're always striving to be and learn from.
Right. So every gene key has a shadow, a gift, and a city.
Right. And almost like a topic, so to speak. So you have your life's work, your evolution, and together they say it's really, if you're going through any kind of issue or problem, immediately you should go and look at those two combined together. Like anytime I'm kind of in a rut, or I'm like, oh, I feel stuck or whatever it is. Like now I'm able to immediately be like, okay, well, my two shadows are inertia and indifference. So I start to kind of shut down. I just kind of like don't want to do like much of anything. Everything becomes stagnant. And I become indifferent. Like, I don't care, but I really do. Like, I really do, because my gifts are versatility and determination, which is the complete opposite. Like determination, I'm really going after something. I am very repetitive. I go for it. So you can see where when you're in your gift and you're living and you're thriving at this higher frequency than when you're at this lower kind of frequency, but you're able to identify it instead of just saying, oh, I'm stuck, or I don't know what to do. You know what to do. You know where you are. And I now can say, okay, we can sit here and kind of be indifferent and be like, I don't care, but we're not going to sit in this long. And then you learn, because you know what your strengths are. You know what your potential is. Everything is potential energy. It's a science.
So what is a city? And we're not saying city, it's S-I-D-D-H-I.
S-I-D-D-H-I, yeah.
What is that?
Not like city, like the city. So your city is... Some people will say, oh, this is where like Buddha or Christ or whatever, you get to this high point. I tend to disagree. I have the Gene Key book, but I also listen to Richard Rudd's audio. I listen to my activation sequence every day. And one of my cities is mastery. And he goes on to describe mastery as you think of like going on some retreat to India or something like that, or this person has to be this Christ-like or an old man with a white beard from India. No, he actually says it's like the ordinary people that just go about bringing beauty to their life and giving, pretty much giving up themselves for the whole, and yeah. And being comfortable with giving up for the collective and things like that. So I'm going to kind of disagree and yeah. just say we've all touched our cities. We've all been in positions where we needed to really step up. We've all touched our city mm-hmm. at some point. But I don't believe it has to be this, you have to be this completely esocentric person or like a yogi, like to reach that city, but it is your highest frequency. We probably don't sit in that. It's very difficult to sit in that for a really long time because it's, we still have our selfish tendencies, and every single city just talks about giving up almost yourself, your identity,
the ego,
for something greater. And mm-hmm. that's really hard to do. If we're being honest, we will always probably go between our shadow and our gift. You don't get rid of your shadow. We go back and forth. We're human. And yeah. then there'll be times where we just reach that ecstasy and we might stay there for a bit, but we come down. So it's not something that's really steady. Mm-hmm. We go through like all the motions.
Yeah. Oh, that's good to know. Yeah. So the city I think of is when you're talking about it would be if everything's in alignment and yeah. things are in flow and yes. we're at our best self, and life is kind of bright and beautiful, then we can kind of reach that. But yeah. then other times we're floating between the light and the shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we know our potential, like for me, just knowing that, like it'll be different for everybody. But for me to just kind of not have that excuse to stay stuck and yeah. to be like, oh, I don't know what to do. Well, you know your purpose and you know like what it is you're here to do. It's not really an excuse anymore. And you know where your pitfalls are. We just kind of have to now work to contemplate and act accordingly. Mm-hmm. And it's really holding me accountable. It holds like clients accountable. You have to do the work, but there's no excuse for that because there's a name for your shadow and you have mm-hmm. to how to work through that and study that. It's
yeah.
an ongoing process.
Yes, we have the shadow, and the awareness of the shadow is our greatest strength, and then yep. figuring out how to work with the shadow instead of ignoring it.
Yeah, learn from it. That's what it's there for, is to learn, because every time we fall back into that, that's a lesson that we can learn. I used to be very upset before I knew about the gene keys. I'd be really upset when I would get stuck in these places, and I'd end up there for months. Mm-hmm. Now it's like you get stuck there and, you know, again, like I said, I get angry. I allow myself to have that little tantrum, but then it's like changing perspective. What am I supposed to learn here? Like, so we're comfortable at this place, but we kind of had to get knocked down a little bit because you need to level up. And in order to do that, you have to go through this again. And it will yeah. look differently of what you have to go through. It's the same thing, but a different way of going about overcoming that shadow. Because it's going to come up, you'll level up. You'll go back to your shadow, level up again. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's a great process.
Mm-hmm. When you said earlier that you listened to your activation sequence with mm-hmm. Richard, where are you getting these recordings? How are you listening to them?
For me, what I'm noticing, he changed his website. For my coach, she basically has all 64 of the audio. She went through that program. And I guess at the time they must've given her all 64.
Nice.
So through my coach, I'm able to just pop in my headphones and I sit there and I listen to the contemplation every single time I learn something new, every time a new download comes up every time. If you could at least get your 4 in audio, I think he has something going on now where it might be a paid thing, but mm-hmm. it's like just for your 4 activation sequence to listen to on repeat. I'm yeah. listening to the 9, the 16, the 37, and the 40 on
the
repeat.
37, 42.
Oh, see, is that your life's yeah. work in evolution, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yours is like the opposite, like my son, but we yeah. have the same ones, and those are deep ones. Those two are really, really powerful. So
if somebody doesn't have access to all that and they want to learn, and maybe they go and buy the book or they look at the information online and they look up their activation sequence, and which is really digestible because it's only like 4 little segments, four numbers to dive into. How can they get the most benefit?
The profile is free, so that's good. The four printouts that you get that you can download as a PDF are great. Those are his contemplations and his interpretations, but you can take your, you know, take his words, and now it needs to become you. Because the way you're looking at the 3740 is probably different the way I'm going to do that. And your profile might be different. And so we're going to experience this better and have different life experiences to attach to those differently. But get the book and read all as much as you can about that. And you're going to get downloads. He tells you shadows if you're in a more like an inward person, like, or more a reactive person. So he even gives you those and breaks that down further. But keep reading it. Don't just read it once and just say, oh, like, okay, that's what that is. Because that looks like all a bunch of scribble and highlights and underlines, because I've read that multiple times. I can't, countless times, and still getting more. Because now I'm digesting it. I digested it for myself. And now it's bringing this out, because that's my design. That's what I'm meant to do. So now I'm looking at a lot of my gene keys towards my purpose and trying to figure out how to do that.
Yeah. I've heard that all the gene keys are relevant to us, but then there's specific that are more impactful and powerful. Because I know reading all the other gene keys in the book, they're pretty profound and I can get takeaways from them. Is that true that we kind of carry all of them?
We have all 64, but the ones that are showing up for us in our life right now is really what we need to kind of work on and what we need to mainly focus on. It's great to study all of them because I'm studying them with my children. I'm studying them with my friends. And especially if you're in a relationship like with my husband, he finally found his birth date. And so that is that's powerful. You can get empathy for that. Like where right now you can't see why you might be compromising that person, irritating that person or whatever. It's the things that I'm finding out now. It's like, oh my God, if that's somebody's life work and they're really chomping at the bit with you, that says a lot. That's their life's work, or that's their purpose, or that's their main issue. Like that's something, yes, they have to either work through, or that might be something they might be possessive of, whatever it is. But it gives you a little bit more clarity and it gives you a lot more empathy towards the person. So it's important to study everybody's gene keys, but it's a beautiful thing when you look at somebody's gene key and you're like, oh my God, I see you. That's the first thing that comes to my head. I'm like, oh my God, I see you. Really.
So in your coaching business, how have you found that the gene keys has been useful for transformation for people?
So the greatest thing is where, you know, like you get things like, oh, I feel stuck or I don't know what to do and things like that. And now there's just a pinpoint where it's just like they can describe what's happening and it's them. Again, I'm just a guide to kind of help and to kind of guide in that right direction. So it will be maybe go listen to that gene key, go read about this, and then let's talk about what comes up. Then you go down that specific rabbit hole where, you know, able to laser focus more, be more precise in what I'm helping them with instead of kind of beating around the bush. And they're able to see that themselves. That's what happened to me. I was just, there's no escaping you. This is you. This is you in your rawest form, like on in a key. And then forget about human design. That's like a whole nother thing to expose once you get there. But like here, just that activation sequence alone projected where I wanted to go and how I'm able to help people.
Yeah.
It's really powerful.
Yeah, I've been pulling charts for some friends and doing like some elementary school kind of readings for them. And I think the most helpful thing is that when they see that something's in their design and it's meant to be, and due to conditioning, they've been told that they shouldn't have that strong voice, or they shouldn't do this, they shouldn't do that. And then they see it in their design, and then there's a light bulb that goes off that they were meant to be that way, and that it's okay. And there's that self-acceptance. And I've seen that, at least in human design, really transform people, and that push against that conditioning that we all have.
Yeah, because it's and then there was the part of me that I never saw, which is my three. So that would be like where my radiance and purpose is, my unconscious side. I don't see, I'm like, who, the first thing I told my coach was like, who's that person supposed to be? I definitely got that falling down a couple of times to kind of go through certain things. I got to fall and fail through life to get these successes. So you're finding also parts of yourself that either haven't come yet because you've been, I was in a lot of my shadows, and then to come out of a lot of them, now I'm like, things are lighting up for me. And it's huge. So it's learning about even things you didn't even think you were capable of, or what you're, you know, where you can go. Because mine is a big purpose. And I'm like, whoa, who's going to do that? But it's fun trying. It is fun trying. So I really, it doesn't even matter at, like you were saying, an elementary school level, you will quickly go down, if you're interested enough, into a rabbit hole where you're an expert of you, because nobody, even Richard, he can look at your chart, but you're going to be the person that is going to become an expert on you more so than anybody else by rereading, knowing your own experiences and being able to teach yourself. That's what I love about the Gene Keys going first with this.
So when you said that you were with your coach and you were looking at your radiance and your purpose and it didn't resonate with you and you were like, that's not me, then how did you integrate that and move from a space of seeing?
I've really had to go into and do a lot of deep work into those shadows and kind of see what was coming up there and why I felt that way. Ironically, somebody had told me, well, I see you that way. I've always seen you that way. And like a lot of people have said that. I'm like, that's really curious. Like, why is this happening? But studying those, I was able to create a breakthrough. I see that person now and understand that. And now knowing my profile too, I have to learn, it's, when I say this, it sounds crazy, but when you have like a 1-3 profile or a 2-4 profile, they're, it's almost like having two personalities. So my one wants to sit here with this book and dive deep on with everybody and myself.
Yeah.
And there's not enough time in the day. So I have to say, okay, we'll get to do that later, but we need to go out and take action. And that's my three. We need to go out and do things. We need to meet people. We need to go and do things. And so that way we are able to help people, because they're not going to get that completely from the one. They're going to get them together. So now I'm way more in touch with my three and I let her shine more.
Well, when you're talking about your profiles, and there's like 1-3-2-4-4-6-6-2, all of that. Is that, and I am familiar of that being in human design. Is that in Gene Keys as well?
Yes. So they just took that. Yep. So, and they're super important in both. And because that is your seasoning, like, so there's you and your whole activation sequence and everything, your purpose and everything. And then there's just your sprinkling of who you are. So like the 2-4 people who are these natural influencers, you know, again, they have their little warring thing too. So the 2 in them is very friendly, but they like their space too. And the 4 likes to kind of be out. They like things pretty. So we all have our yin and yang with each of these profiles. And that's important to know also. So that way we know how to act accordingly as well.
Yeah. I think helped. Understanding my profile type helped me understand a lot about myself. I know that I've shared the profile information with other people, and I think that was pretty powerful for them. And again, that's pretty easy to digest, and it gives us a window into that shadow piece that we might not have been aware of, like you
yeah,
said.
Yeah, and it's nothing bad. I know it sounds so dire, like, oh, this is like your shadow. But it's just the way to look at it is just like, okay, this is where you're going to grow from again. You got to take that step back and not look at it as a place that you stay, because some of us have been there too long. It's almost like just acknowledging it, like fear.
Yeah.
We just don't want to sit in that too long, but we want to work with it wherever you're at. Yeah. Like if you're at level 5 and you're at shadow level 5, we're going through that so we can get to the gift of 6, you know, and repeat, repeat, repeat.
Yeah.
But it's important to acknowledge everything. You're just acknowledge your profile and acknowledge all of your shadows and your gifts. We always strive to at least, be in your gifts. And for some gene keys, it's not a big leap from the gift to certain cities, you know? And again, I believe everybody can achieve that, but we are human and life does happen. And there are other people on the planet. So we can't, you know, we can't always have that, but.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think understanding the gene keys and human design and then the shadows, it allows us to dive into like different layers. I think because there's that unconscious information, both of them have that conscious, the part that's really obvious to us and obvious to other people. And then the unconscious, which I find is obvious to other people and not to us.
Yeah.
And so that's the really fun part is reading something and seeing, oh, that doesn't resonate at all. And then you talk to your partner and they're like, that's totally you. And then starting to understand that and how it manifests and how it comes up in our lives and what to do about that. But I do think it's fascinating that we walk through our lives and we have so much that we're unconscious about.
As a whole, I find that because we're looking out too much. We're looking at what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
And then the hack about that is like, they don't even know who they are. Many of the people that we're trying to emulate, they don't even know who they are and they don't even know what's going on. And, you know, and round and round we go. And then as a collective, we're looking to each other for something that if we turned it in, we could help each other because we know ourselves, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And then it all this helping and serving will come from a better place because we've done the work on ourselves and we can shine that back out.
Yeah.
You know,
but I think it's that conditioning too, that people tell us, you know, be this way, don't be this way, you're not this, you are this. And there's that layering and layering and layering from childhood all the way to adulthood of that conditioning about who we're supposed to be. And then there's also, you know, we're comparing ourselves to others and we're judging ourselves. And then there is that outward focus, like we're in our heads so much.
Yeah.
But if we took all that, if we took all the layers of conditioning out, almost like we chopped our head off, if we took all the layers of the conditioning out and what everyone has said that we're supposed to be and do and say and all of that, and then if we take away that element of comparing ourselves to others, then, you know, then we would all be living our design. We would all be living our gene keys. And it's that work of like getting rid of those layers of conditioning and that self-reflection, which can be scary and overwhelming. But that's where that growth is. And I think the conditioning is so strong. I think, you know, probably the city is where we are if we didn't have any conditioning and any of that layering at all, but we do.
We do. And it's just, and it's funny that you said like the head, because we call it in our like coaching group that it's the noisy roommate or your safety self. And that is it. We're not supposed to really be thinking too much in our mind. We're supposed to be kind of feeling this in our body. Like that's where your intuition, which I can think back now, all those times where something, you can't put your finger on it, but it's telling you not to do something or whatever, how I've like blew past that and ignored that like too many times to count. And then wonder why I have the result that I have. And it's we need to get out of our head, and we need to think for ourselves and listen more to what is already within us.
Yeah,
and that's the main thing, but not to be so caught up in our head. But that's funny you say that, because that's where we're supposed to be getting out of, and not listening or just acknowledging and saying, we're going to be okay, we're going to be safe. We need to go and do this and take chances, you know, and do things.
But I think back to maybe hundreds of years ago, the hunters and the gatherers, right? We're looking at our intuition, and there's community, and everything is guided by our intuition and what we think is right, I'm assuming. And then, you know, over the years, we're layered in with so much stimulation and so much information and, education and social media and just basically stimulation. You go into, you live in New York, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about stimulation, right? You step outside and there's outside.
Yeah. If I went to Manhattan, I'm in the mountains. I'm upstate, but
oh, nice.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
And so that, you know, you live, if you're living in New York in a 100-story apartment complex or something like that, and you come out and there's just chaos, that's very different than living in a mountain home and in a little village or something where we're going inward more, and we're connecting with ourselves more, and we're connecting with nature more. Nature, I mean, I feel like we don't even connect with nature anymore, but just going outside in nature and contemplating and being alone and taking time to get ourselves out of the stimulation, which I think some people don't do, or they do it, but it's like rare.
Yeah.
And they don't, or some people don't even know how to be alone anymore. I've talked to friends where the TV's on the background all the time, or they're listening to podcasts all the time, and there's never moments for quiet time and contemplation. And then we wonder why we're so unhappy and disconnected from one another.
Absolutely. And that's kind of what this practice will start to do, is like where, like you said. So I live like upstate New York. I still go downstate to kind of go to work, but it's 45 minutes. And there are times where I will listen to the radio or whatever. But turning on like my Gene Keys instead, and just kind of doing those practices, going out for a walk, it's like more, like you said, like more grounding, more fresh air, just more connection. So we have to find our happy places outside of like a screen or things like that. There is really something to be said about grounding and connecting back to nature, aka back to yourself.
So when we go to the website and we pull up the basic chart, it pulls up the activation and it gives us our life's work, our evolution, our radiance, and our purpose. But I would like to touch on the pearl.
So yeah,
talk about that.
He's saying that this is like your total essence. It's almost like what you've achieved in your life. So he calls that your pearl.
So that would be one to maybe dive into later once you've
mastered. Yeah. So the answers really just continually come back to the activation sequence. You'll find like you won't get bored, and there's always something to contemplate. You'll always end up back there. You'll learn all about human design. You'll learn all about your gene, but you'll always come back, especially to your life's work and your evolution. Such a greatest conflict.
So like my life's work, it says 40.6, and then evolution is 37.6. And so there's 0.6, 0.5, 0.2, one. So what, can you explain to people what the number after the big number is?
That is your profile. So the number with your life's work and your evolution, there's a number after that point. So it's 0.6. So you are a 6. And then I believe your unconscious was a 2.
Yes, they're both 2s. Yes. And I'm a 6'2". Yeah.
Yeah. So a 6'2". So then that's understanding that like you're going to study that 6. And what's really interesting about the 6 is you kind of wear the coat of a 3. So you're like me for a bit, where you kind of are going through experiences. and you're learning through experiences, and you might have some hard times, and then you learn from that, and you might go from job to job, or it might be from relationship to relationship, but that's your nature.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, after like starting about 40, you're taking all of this work that you've accumulated, and now you've become like a teacher, and you're here to teach and to share all that you've learned. And then, so you're almost encompassing this position as a, like this ultimate, like kind of teacher. And then the two is like, you know, there might be that part of you that likes to kind of hermit a bit. And sometimes you might have to tell your two, like, we're going to get our time to rest or to do our own thing and to kind of be alone or whatever. But you're always looking at like, it's always that life's work evolution. And then the number after that, that comes first, and it makes a difference. Sometimes the second number takes a backseat, which is mine took so far of a backseat that I just didn't even, I couldn't even see that person, that like part of me. And so your two is kind of in the backseat where your six is kind of running the show.
Yes. I was not aware of my two until I started doing human design. The two is the hermit, the introvert, kind of needing quiet time and solitude. And it's only the last couple of years studying human design that I realized that that is definitely a part of me. But I, same as you, it was unconscious and I didn't have a lot of awareness around that.
If you're willing to look deeper and the, honestly, I think the Venus sequence kind of is going to open up if you had a lot of childhood stuff going on, like I did, because it really goes into breaking down seven to, you know, in 7 year intervals, how things go and how relationships and things form.
Yeah.
And that's a really tough spot for a lot of people, that Venus sequence. So you can get a surface level overview of like what it's all about, but like to do any deeper work, I would really just get somebody to help like guide with, bounce thoughts, contemplations off of with that.
So dive into the activation sequence and then dive into just the Venus into sequence.
Because that's you, that's pretty much you. And like, if most people just took that, it would at least change your trajectory of your life. I believe that if you took it seriously and you at least did those two parts, it will change the way you think and the way you move and things like that. It's a different perspective. You know what you're here to do. You know what you're supposed to do. And now you can take everybody's insights and either leave it or bring it in and take it and learn from it in your way.
Yeah.
In your way, because we're just taught to, there's only one way.
Right. And there's never one way.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, is there anything that you think that we need to touch on for beginners that are new to Gene Keys that we haven't hit on yet?
So definitely one, just get your profile. Don't get overwhelmed. And just start with your life's work and I really implore people, like, yes, it's only 4 gene keys, but just take your sweet time on each.
Yeah.
Because just even reading about the shadow in itself, he gives some stuff with the profile, but get the book because it's more in depth and you're going to get more out of it and study the hell out of that for like a long time. But take that time because I mean, you're going to go through and a lot of stuff is going to come up with those shadows, especially on your conscious side where you are aware of them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, going through that gift and then your city. And it's like, even just to see your city and see, oh my gosh, like for me, we look at the words and also do not get triggered by some of the words. It's not what you think. When you go in and you actually read some of them, one of them with, there's another one with vanity and whatever, and people automatically get there. It's not the same. Just go and read. Don't get triggered by words. Like once you he explains it, you're going to be like, oh, okay. And then just kind of like go with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had that experience too, where I looked at the shadow and I had that reaction. And then I went into the book and it made more sense. Yeah.
And
yeah.
just reread. I think repetition is key.
Yeah.
And like a lot of people don't want to hear that. But then once you get that, and it's like, sometimes we space out. Sometimes we were reading really well, but sometimes you have a problem that's weighing on you and you read it again and it hits different.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a book that you always have to study. And if you have any other type of books, you know, don't just say, oh, that was a great like lesson or whatever. Study these books, study them all. It's really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've inspired me. I've got my book right here. Yeah. And I feel like once we get off this call, I'm going to dive into my activation sequence again, because it's been a while and it is time for me to revisit that. So I appreciate
and
that
definitely
reminder.
Definitely focus on your profile because of how you do things.
Yeah.
So it's just a way of honoring yourself and knowing it's just a beautiful thing to kind of just know yourself.
Yeah.
Coming back to yourself. It's really powerful, beautiful thing.
Yeah. So how do people contact you, reach you, and what are the offerings that you have available?
So I have, IG is like the place where I love to share a lot. I have a Safe Space for the Soul Facebook group, that everyone is welcome to join, where we can just, you can ask questions, dive in. And it is a safe space where the ladies that are in there can speak freely, and talk about things and just have that space to do that, because that's something that like, I think it's important to have. And in terms of offering and things like that, I offer a free clarity call, which is just kind of going through your life and where you're at and just kind of assessing that, like a wheel of life kind of like thing. And then for like your listeners, I can go in and talk about your first two gene keys. So if you download your profile, and we'll go in and I will lightly talk about your life's work and your evolution. Because then the work is yours to do. Like they have to go more in depth into their gene keys, but giving an idea of like how powerful it is and how I'm able to help if they wanted to continue to work with me.
Yeah. Well, Sasha, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and your information on gene keys. This has been really fun and informative.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for giving me the space to share, because I absolutely love this.
Thank you for listening to the Connected Community Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please like, share, and subscribe. I can be found at www.nikkiyyoga.com, NikkiYyoga.com. Until I see you again next week, I hope you have a beautiful day.